Ko pānoi mihi atu nei mai te reo irirangi tehi ko o tei ka tāku keiri ngā te waia. Ko tēne anu ngā tamahine ko Trudy Brown ka kōrero anu maua. Anei rā mō ngā pātaka kai mai te hiku muri whenua henara e te tamahine Trudy ke o rāno.
Ai, tēnā koe pā, tēnā koutou katoa i te iwi. Ai, it's raining at my whare this morning, but it looks like it's going to be a nice sprinkle of rain for our water tank. Just my update for the pātaka kai. We've had lots of awesome kai being dropped off this week, but I encourage people to drop off more. We always need more kai for our pātaka, simply because more people are in need. You've heard me say it every week, you know, since COVID, that people are still struggling just to put kai on the table. So it's a really easy way to help whānau in our community by coming to our pātaka and dropping off fresh veggies, fresh fruit, and any other produce and any other kai that you're not going to get around to eating. It's also around reducing our landfills, things going into the landfill, and we know that there's a lot of wastage of kai. So we just want to make sure that that kai is spread around to those people in our community who need it.
Ai, kia ora anō rā, e runga tōna I tērā e mihi ana, absolutely. Yeah, I support that wholeheartedly, and aira. When I come this morning, we had been having a light drizzle overnight and tough. Oh, tino atahua. However, the ground is still that hasn't affected the creek at all. Engari I tautanei when I was talking with Hami, the rain was so heavy on the roof of Hikia, I had to really turn our dials up so I can hear Hami correctly, you know, or hear him clearly, is more the word, hear him clearly about the kaupapas that he was talking about. So we've got a little bit of rain. Anyway, Trudy, because we are talking pātaka kai and our support's been awesome, a little bit of it's always welcome. Let's go back to the weekend. You know, we started up from Wellington. We had a 7.1 Ru Whenua. Next minute we had a 7.5 Ru Whenua. Then we ended up with a 8.1. We had that happen in a space of about 12 hours. Trudy, how do you reckon all the people or the assistants up in Te Hiku Muri Whenua nei, how you reckon the whole thing worked or how did the response pan out?
Oh, look, I think our whānau and our community responded, you know, awesomely. Everyone that was part of that drill or part of that civil defence emergency, you know, they acted, you know, with urgency. Mainly my role was kind of, like I was monitoring where the schools were at, and so I took off straight, you know, our work, we closed the OTC, and we had agreed that we would go and support a civil defence emergency, you know, ring. So we shot up to Te Rangi a Niwa, and five local schools ended up going to Niwa, and so they needed lots of people to traffic and you know, talk to people and just settle people, calm the children, you know, all those things. So from my perspective going up there, they did a wonderful job of welcoming those kura, those different schools from around the area to their school. They definitely had the facilities, so they've got a massive gymnasium, the Puna Ora, and, you know, lots of toilets, lots of water, lots of shade. So for me, that was a really awesome community come together to help all those tamariki, and they were, you know, they were from kohanga age group right through to year 13, you know, so quite a vast number of children, all different ages, but they had them entertained, they had activities, they, you know, had food, so it was really awesome to see that, and I know around town other organisations were helping out other clusters of people that were gathered up at Okahu Road at the lookout in Ahipara. So I think we responded awesomely, and probably, you know, on reflection, there's definitely stuff we would do differently. And that, you know, we now have the opportunity to tweak our responses and sort of like, you know, add in the things that we didn't do that first time.
Aye, kia ora Trudy. Yes, I saw a lot of that happening, you know, that went really well. You know, it was really awesome when it went to places like that that were able to cater. And that was the good thing about Anyanyuwiniwa and all the kura that went that way. However, what I did see even on TV with other areas like around Aruakaka places out of Whangarei and that, you know, especially when it came to children and also old people, I felt as that the plan B of the response teams weren't visible. You know, it wasn't there to them, was just get them out of harm's way. But what about looking after them? You know, the sun was out there. The sun was so hot. You know, the kamatua kuia, tamariki family with tamariki that were removed from their homes. Some of them as early as hapatumono. They were, they don't need to go now. And the response from that is family didn't have time or weren't given time. Especially ones with tamariki today. Water caused a lot of the food. We were out of harm's way, but being up in the Maunga and then we were exposed, you know, to the sun and all of that, where was the kai for the old people, the tamariki, the water, and small things like that is what I didn't see. Truly is that that actually being shown as coming to maybe Malays in inland where that support could have happened, but I feel with some of the things that were put over the media on TV, Marunga o ngā pauaka whakata, is that the response, the emergency teams need to really, really look at their plan B for the people that have the West Coast, beach all around. Of course, we even got called that all over, and just how much of Runga meant, you know, if that wave, you know, it was an 8, just how far it could have gone. And some people that were talking on the media or even on the air, truly as the people supposed to know, you know, about things like that, and their response for Kaitaia was out of harm's way. It's 14 miles in from where the front of this wave will hit. What they weren't aware of, Kaitaia, where Kaitaia sits, it's lower than sea level of both the west and the east coast. So the response that happened up in Te Heku Muri Whenua, I reckon was absolutely awesome. But what about in other places around Aotearoa? How do you reckon, how did that go?
Yeah, I think definitely there's room for improvement. And even though I was at Te Rangi Aniwiniwa, we were on the hill, you know, we even had Papa Hone Haruwera was outside directing the traffic, making sure that the bus was coming, offering children, you know, the children were getting off the buses, being able to move out across the airport. But even we've reflected on some of the things we could have done better, and I'm sure other schools will be thinking exactly that. And other organisations will be thinking, you know, how can we better cater for our kaumātua and kuia, especially because they don't necessarily, you know, have access to social media, and that's how a lot of people find out what's happening. You're on social media, alarms are going off on your phone, you know, but to some of our kaumātua and kuia, they're not attached to the way that, you know, the younger generation are attached to their phones. So sometimes they don't get the messages. So, you know, we've reflected on what we could have done, you know, go around and check on the elderly that we know, the kaumātua and kuia, make sure they're safe. I know that's what happened in Waimanoni. Someone went round, collected all the old people, and they ended up, you know, at Te Rangi Aniwiniwa. So yeah, definitely the time for people to start to prepare. Even as a whānau, you know, like we had a lot of whānau up at Niwa, but they were worried about their kids in Ahikara and other places. So even just making sure you have a whānau plan, so you know how to stay connected through something like the tsunami. So I think it was a good test run for us as a community. And actually yesterday I was at an interagency hui and we talked about, you know, what could we do better as a community. So, you know, that kōrero is already happening. And we just need to, you know, make sure that people are planning, you know, what's going to happen the next time we get a tsunami. Warning, or the next time there's a natural disaster or a lockdown, you know, we've learned through COVID-19 that we have to prepare and we have to look after ourselves. And so this is just another test, I suppose.
So maybe those ones that are out there sort of complaining and moaning, you know, is that maybe take note of how it was conducted via Te Hiku Muri Whenua here has been a rollout model, you know, all around Aotearoa for how we looked at and approached the covert, where it wasn't about what the response team could do, but what we ourselves could actually do as a community, Nera?
Oh, definitely. And we know that, you know, because of COVID, we responded a lot quicker than what we normally would have. You know, we were, the urgency was there because we know through COVID, you know, we know that we had to rely on ourselves and just get ourselves sorted and then look at those vulnerable whānau that we work with and make sure they're all looked after. So, like I said, you know, now is a good time to go back and reflect and refine and review what you did and start tweaking it. And I know that a lot of the organisations that were out there giving water and providing shade, you know, they'll be looking at what things they could have done better. Mm. Schools will be looking at what they could have done better. And that's going to be good for our community in the long run.
Aye, kia ora te tamahine e mihi ana. Acknowledge everything, you know, you've said. I just wanted to poke that out there, not really to be giving our civil events a bit of a stick, but I mean, if we're giving ourselves a shake-up, giving them a shake-up, you know, it's not the wrong thing to do, you know, and then they become aware, oh, you know, even so we've done this, if we could have done it this way, it, you know, it may have worked a lot better. However, you know, when there is a civil emergency, the primary kaupapa is to save life regardless. What you need to do first and foremost, Nera?
Definitely. You know, try and have a whānau plan, because wherever you are, if you don't have your, if you don't know that they're safe, you're going to worry the whole time. And we saw a lot of that with, you know, we had young children at the kura who didn't know where their parents were, and we were really scared that something had happened to them. So, you know, and then those parents ended up coming up to the kura, so that kind of like children. So I think start with your whānau plan, and then if you're working in an organisation or a kura or a kohanga, start thinking about what needs to happen. I heard a really good idea yesterday that one school had decided that they'll keep a big plastic bin on it, just with simple supplies, a first aid kit, you know, some water, like an emergency kit, so like that. Again, they just put in the van, put the kids in the van, and then, you know, go to safety.
Aye,
so, you know, things are already happening like that.
And I'm not saying it was a good thing. How it happened in, you know, in broad daylight, people had a chance, they could reflect on what they could see and how they could have done it better. So that was really awesome. You know, engari e Trudy, as usual, e mihi ana kia koe wātea mai koe to be able to share those kōrero. That is why our time, we kōrero tahi, is unique to Te Hiku Muri Whenua, how we do things, how we share things, how we, even so we've done it really well, how we look at doing it better. Nō reira ai kō, until you and I kōrero again, kia pai tōra māuri o rara. Kia ora. Kalung mai koutou i te manuhiria pā, ai tērā ko Trudy Brown, māuri o rara.